everyone in Massachusetts who drives or takes public transportation will eventually pay more for the privilege.
Our citizens do not want less transportation. They want more. They do not want us to spend more on the same old thing.
That's good news for the MBTA, which has been dealing with the same old thing for years. In South Boston, president of the local MBTA Inspectors Union, Bob Diedrichson, hopes the legislature goes along with the governor's tax proposal.
Hopefully, with all the money that they are planning on investing into the transportation and to the T, that it will increase our jobs and help provide better service out there.
Next door, another group that stands to benefit from the governor's proposal, members of the local Steelworkers Union. They'd get busier rebuilding the state's aging infrastructure. Donna Blythe Shaw says her members are also hopeful for job security that could come in the form of contracts for state road work.
The number of employees we represent are responsible for road maintenance and management and pretty much what we would consider the mid-management and foreman and bridge inspectors and tunnel inspectors of Mass Highway.
But it isn't just about jobs. Both unions say the transportation investments will keep Boston and the state functioning.
If we don't have funding to improve our highways and if we don't have funding to improve our public transportation, obviously the quality of life we have here in Massachusetts, particularly in Boston inner city areas, will deteriorate.
These union reps know not to celebrate too early. It's one thing to see the governor's proposal. It's another to see how the House and Senate will vote. Anne Mastu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.